Well, I want to thank, first of all, for illustrating the gospel lesson today, because when I came up here, you're in my way! You're sitting on my feet! Get out of my way! And they said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword among the and there will be discord, and brother will be set against sister, and brother constantly set against brother. This morning. So what do you think? So I wasn't even going to talk about that, but there you go. Sometimes being Christian or being together is kind of hard, isn't it? Sometimes. And the story of Hagar. No. Okay, it was from this morning. It was a long reading. Hagar was a slave of Abraham who was promised to be the father of nations. Well, Abraham was too old to have... Well, Hagar had a kid. Or actually, Sarah was too old. And Hagar had the kid. And then God brought a miracle next week. Sarah became pregnant. And Hagar's son Ishmael, who was the heir, the took over. Guess what happened?
Nope.
Not happening.
Nope.
Through... them out. Hagar and her little boy got thrown out. Can you believe it? Not a very good Bible story, huh? Not all nice and happy and everybody's okay. And yet, God did not abandon them. God was present with them. Now, you think when Hagar got thrown out of town, when she got driven out with just a bag of water and a few cakes, do you think she was thinking to herself, oh, God, thank you for this. This is wonderful, and I know you're with me. Do you think that's what she was thinking?
Probably not.
She was probably sort of, where are you, God? What is the deal with this? I feel really miserable. But look what happened in the story. God turned. Earth the whole time. God was right there. And God showed her water, and Ishmael grew up again to be the father of nations. It was just that she couldn't see God. And that's how God is sometimes in our life. We don't see God, but God is there. So, I found this. Do you know where I found this? Yes.
On the tree.
It's a good choice that it's from a tree, but where is the tree? Over here? Yeah, maybe not. Okay. It is outside. It is not one of the inside trees. But I was thinking about how God is a little bit like this tree. Do you know everyone walks by this tree? Almost everybody that comes in that way in the church walks by this tree, and I'll bet most of them have no idea it's there. It's like God. Every day, people walk by and God doesn't, nobody pays attention to the fact that God's there. Well, people don't know about this tree. You know about it last week.
I know about it.
Crunch it up and then take it. So, can you crunch that up? Let the people down there, even your brother or sister. Woo! It's another hidden thing. It's all we would have never known until it gets broken. You have no idea that it is. Smell it.
I gave him my leaf.
What's it smell like?
Ginger.
Wrong.
Like it smells like food. It smells like tea.
It's a little bit like. It's allspice. How many people knew there was an allspice tree here? A few. It is food. About this and stuff all the time. And that's how I think God is. Sometimes we walk, just like we walk by this tree, and we don't know what's in store for us. And when I'm really kind of down, and I take a leaf off of that tree, and I go, and I feel so much better. God is like that hidden tree that's there for us even when we are most afraid. Just like God was there for Hagar. Let's pray. God, we give you every day. And we pray, God, that you will help us to see you. Now, the deal with the leaf back.
Oh.
If you have little sisters, Well, your little brother probably, your little sister probably. Right?
He'll probably eat them.
I just don't want them to have a lot.
Don't worry.
All right. Thank you, my dear. All right, guys, you can go back to your places.